When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Arthur Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial, or you can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to get to the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, hey. Whew. I think I'm feeling the effects. But I believe it is the fall solstice or equinox tomorrow, and I think I'm already feeling it. But anyway, welcome to us. It's a drizzly rainy day up here in my neighborhood. I can't tell if it's actually raining down there or not, but it's cloudy and all of that. So we'll find out. Anyway, whole different. I'm kind of surprised. I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm noticing, I think, for the first time, because life is back to normal in the studio or in the station and here for Sunday morning with Animal World. And back to normal, I say, because, you know, David Brown has actually been here, I think, more than Nathan. But I'm realizing that between the two of them, it's a whole different energy. Because all of a sudden, I've got this. Well, anyway, back in the saddle again is Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller. Good morning, Nathan.
Okay, let's see. How do I do this again?
Oh, come on.
Let's see. Oh, wrong button. There. I even clicked the wrong button trying to hit the wrong button because I clicked the pause for some reason. So I guess I really forgot how to do things, right?
Oh, I know.
Maybe I should just go around and do what I do best, and that's to stomp around as Bigfoot.
Well, that's true. We have to catch up about that because I think there's changes have missed all over the place. But at any rate, just so you know, Nathan and David are completely different energies. And David and I kind of, and when Nathan is being Bigfoot down at the Mariners games, which he does when there's a live home game on Sundays, then David Brown is in to engineer for us. And David is just I think of him as a big teddy bear type. Because he just really laid back and relaxed, and nothing gets to him, and he moves slow, if he moves at all. Okay? Nathan is like an Energizer bunny.
I can imagine that commercial right now.
You know, he'd be right there with that drum and the headset, you know, and the boom, boom, and because Nathan's got lots of energy. That's probably why he does good at Bigfoot and all that good stuff. But anyway, I think for the first time, kind of recognizing that. And I'm also recognizing that I haven't set the whole table yet here. So Nathan is here. And it is, what is it today? It's the third Sunday of the month.
Third Sunday.
And we are on our normal schedule this month. Changes next month for one
yes,
month.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And you can't talk yet. You aren't here yet. Okay, so.
Speaking of what day today is, the equinox for fall is tomorrow, September 22nd.
Tomorrow, and we're having the eclipse today.
Now, come on, you guys. she is not.
I need to put more use out of this button.
It is the third Sunday of the month. That means it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. And talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. And personal readings and all the psychic stuff with Natasha Venter. So, back in the saddle also was Natasha Venter. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning.
All can talk and get carried away and all that good stuff. So we are missing Animal World's call screener, Stacy Buck. And Stacy has been busy these days. She's been getting around. And she is down in Oregon this weekend. Her daughter's spirited her away to take her on a wine tasting trip.
I love that.
Yeah. And so I have some pictures. I don't know how to share them, you know, with us. But she texted me some pictures of, looking out from where they were sitting and the wine glasses on the table and then the vineyards and all of that. And it looked like real nice weather. This was yesterday when she texted me some photographs.
So she might be around like the Oregon coast then, because I remember going west over there and passing by a lot of vineyards on the west side of Portland.
I don't know. Did she?
You know, they can be shipped across the state and anywhere. So who knows? But I know that Portland is, and that area.
Oh, she said she's in Oregon, Willamette Valley.
Willamette Valley.
On a wine tasting trip with my daughters. And like I said, a picture of a beautiful table with wine and cantaloupe and cheese.
Oh, yeah, that's just right on the east side of Portland.
A beautiful photograph looking out at the vineyards, and the sun is out and all of that. So it was a really beautiful day down there, at least yesterday.
Oh, they're a lot like us today. And actually just a slight chance of rain. So a little bit less than what we're seeing, but they'll still have great weather coming up over the week if Stacy's staying there a few more days.
Okay, now it is raining as we speak here. I actually thought it wasn't raining here last Sunday because nothing was dripping, but it was so light, the rain was so light and misty that I didn't realize it was raining, and I got done with the show and got ready to go out. Oh, it's dry, and I looked out the window. I was like, no, it was raining the whole time. It was just kind of misty, and nothing dripped. Anyway, it's dripping, so it's definitely raining here, and looks like you've got high clouds and stuff here. Your sky looks lighter than mine a little bit. Have you got rain going on, Nathan?
Yes, it is misty coming out the door, leaving my condo. It's like not enough to put up an umbrella or hood or anything like that, but you can tell, like, you know, you're getting water on you.
Okay. What about Natasha up in the Skagit Valley? What's happening up there?
We were raining. We're kind of in the pause right now, but we've got pretty good puddles in our driveway, so it was raining pretty good for a little while.
Okay. All right. And now I'm getting alert. I got to tell you guys, I experienced it yesterday. You do not want to. If you got to go anywhere today, you stay the heck away from southbound 405 from Kirkland to I-90. Okay, it is it's a nightmare. There's two lanes closed, and by the time you get down to I-90, there's just one lane. I had a counseling session yesterday down in Renton. So I had to go right through it. And I'll tell you what, because I avoid those kind of things like the plague, but I didn't realize there was that road construction, although I don't really have a good way around it. But it does detour. There's a detour you can take off at Northeast 70th and go around, but you get back. You have to get back on southbound 405 before I-90, so then you sit in the wait again. But it was really bizarre experience yesterday, and instead of taking 45 minutes to get to where I was going, it took like an hour and 45 minutes. I was like an hour late for my session. Parking lot from Kirkland all the way down, did the detour around through Bellevue, got back on it at Northeast 8th, and then had to sit in line again till I got to I-90. Well, then at I-90, it's down to one lane until you get right to I-90. And so you're just one car at a time driving from the parking lot. And when you get to where it ends, it just, everything just ends. All the construction just ends at I-90 and the freeway's wide open. So for like just a few seconds, I'm the only car on the whole southbound freeway. You know, when you're the first one out of the pack, you know, and so each person, and I've never had that experience. And it was the strangest feeling to be there. It's like, oh, all the lanes are open. There's nobody anywhere. And so the rest of the drive down was fine. When I came back, I was actually driving back up north probably about 8 o'clock yesterday evening. And it was still a parking lot all the way down 405. And Nathan, you took a peek at it. And it's all red in a parking lot again today, right?
Well, at the moment, I'm looking, and it is a red line. Looks like from about the beginning of Bellevue to the end of Bellevue, but that is going to quickly get longer as the day goes on.
Yeah, so see, it's already completely red, you know, which is one reason why we didn't drive in today, because we'd be sitting in that red spot right there, and Nathan would be doing the show. Huh. We've never had that happen. Is there? You haven't had to step in and start the show without us.
I think there have been some times when you've dropped off or something like that. I think there's been some times where, like, you know, just little Zoom dropouts or something like that, and I filled in, but not like actual getting started.
The show?
Yeah. But I do think there is one time where I actually had to open up a show of Animal World.
Back in my Como days, much bigger station, they've got, you know, big flamethrower, 50,000 watts or whatever it is, but big, huge station. So we were doing, we were doing a live broadcast of the show. And we were on the east side in Mercer Island. It might have been the grand opening of Meow Cat Rescue.
Mm.
It was that, or either we were doing another live broadcast at the Meow, because Meow is just starting. So it would be like 25 years ago, because we just celebrated a big anniversary with Meow. But anyway, we were over there early to start the show. We were all set up and ready to go. And then there was a big technical snafus at the station. And they couldn't coordinate everything, and they couldn't bring up the live stream and all of that. And the technical department just couldn't fix it. So me and my co-host had to drop everything, grab our stuff, go jump in the car to drive back to downtown Seattle to the station. Okay. And so, but all of that taking time, you know, the radio, it was time for the radio show. So I can't remember. I think my board op, my engineer at the time, just started the show, you know, without us. And, and we were on the phone because we're driving back to the station. But anyway, so I did have that happen once at Como where, you know, we couldn't be on the air because we were driving back to the station because nothing worked. But anyway, so it's happened. But
so about how late to the show were you? Do you remember?
I don't remember. Uh-huh. I don't.
But you're still able to get in and finish it because it was.
Yeah, it wasn't too long. You know, it might have been 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour. I don't know. It wasn't too long.
Mm-hmm.
But it all
for an hour
out.
Show, that's definitely
no,
a
it
was, lot of time.
Oh, it was never. No, it was a 2-hour show.
Oh, 2-hour show. Okay.
Yeah. Animal World became a 3-hour show when I started here on KKNW, but it was always a 2-hour show. Well, it was an hour show when I started on KVI, but they switched it pretty quick because it was so popular to 2 hours. But anyway, so stuff happens. Anyway, and I'm glad you're in the studio. So, speaking of things changing, we should catch up on, you, Nathan.
There's a lot.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. This could be the Nathan show today. Number one, I want to say congratulations because you've gotten a promotion of sorts.
Yes, here. I've been working at the station for 8 years, and it's come to the time throughout that 8 years I've been only part-time, but now they have just granted me full-time, so that'll be
Woo-hoo!
Coming up here in the new year.
That means Nathan has benefits, right?
Isn't that the big thing? And you got to listen to me for more time.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Nathan's around, but how cool is that? That's good, you know, because, you know, so many employees at lots of places these days, you know, that just do part-time. Now, I know, like, my veterinary hospital, all of the employees are part-time. They don't hire anybody full-time because, you know, that costs them more money because mm-hmm. of benefits and stuff. So a lot of companies do that. But, I mean, so that's a big deal when you get to cruise into full-time employment.
It was, and it's one of those cases, like I said, it's been 8 years, and I've been hoping, and to me, it's been a few weeks since I got that announcement, and they gave me that call, but it's still a case of, like, pinch me, I must be dreaming, I still want somebody to come over here and pinch me.
If I was there, I'd pinch you.
Oh, you can definitely do that.
Yeah, I'd pinch your little cheeks. I do that anyway because I have something else. But anyway, so Nathan's full-time now, so congratulations and all of that. Now, you also then had added at least one second job, or I don't know if it's a third or a fourth, because I don't know how many other things that you do.
I got a lot of hats.
Yeah, you got a lot of hats. But this recently, you've been wearing a Bigfoot hat.
Mm-hmm, or like a suit, actually.
Right, a whole Bigfoot suit. Hat. Because you are the Miller Lite Bigfoot guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had the pleasure of having you stomp through Animal World a few times. And when the Mariners play a game at home, then that's when David comes in and fills in for you because you are down in the beer garden at the stadium a couple hours before the game starts.
Yeah, the T-Mobile Park pen.
Yeah, doing all that fun stuff. But I think, you probably should have some big cheers, but how about those Mariners? Are they're like doing good at the right time. Yeah, there you go. All right. Yeah, because this is really unusual. They're peaking at the end of the season. They're doing really good here. And aren't they in first place now?
They are.
They, like, really in first place? Like, by a couple of games or something?
Well, first place in the AL West.
Yeah.
So, not the actual all of baseball or.
No, but in the AL West.
But, yeah, so in their specific division, they are first place. And they had a really incredible finish to the game yesterday. I don't know if you saw that, but that's something that will make you jump out of your seat and give it a big OMG, what just happened type expression on your face.
That was that catch at the end of the game?
Oh, absolutely.
I saw the highlights on the news last night, mm-hmm. so I would be up on it for today. But yeah, it was a pretty spectacular catch.
And more than just a catch, a double play even, too.
Yeah, yeah. It was great. So, but obviously, there's no home game today because Nathan's here.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of think. I mean, are we done with home games? I mean, are you done with Bigfoot?
Is there one more next week during the encore of the show? Next week. Yeah.
Okay. Next week. So it's the last Sunday of the month, and we run an encore show because I take that Sunday off. Mm-hmm. So there's one more home game, and that's next Sunday. So if you haven't had it, if you go to the Mariners games, or if you are going to go next week, if you haven't met Bigfoot, is that your last chance to meet Bigfoot next Sunday?
Yes, this will be. And more news to come about myself as well. But if the Mariners make it into playoffs and have a home game, I don't know if I'll be able to be at one of those Sundays if they decide to have Bigfoot at one of those games on a Sunday.
Well, isn't that because your big trip is coming up?
Mm-hmm. From Bigfoot to Big Trip.
All right. So, all of you regulars will remember, how long ago? Has it been 2 years? 3 years? How long has it been?
The first trip I took was about a year and a half ago in February of 2024.
You went to the Philippines.
To the Philippines.
Because there had been some canoodling going on between the Pacific Northwest and the Philippines, and you went down to meet your fellow canoodler, Fia.
The gal pal girlfriend.
The gal pal, yeah, and you went down, had a good time. But then just long story short, you know, and you being young and all, I mean, you came up and things changed and then it was kind of on again, off again. So, and,
yeah, life got crazy.
Yeah, stuff happened. But then stuff came back around and worked out and the canoodling picked up again.
It did.
Only there's a shift, Natasha. I have to tell you. I know we talked about it briefly last month when you were on, didn't we? I think we talked a little bit about...
Yeah, we did talk about it towards the end of the show, I believe.
Yeah, you going back to the Philippines. But since then, it was after we talked about it, Natasha, last month. So it was a show after that, whenever you were in, Nathan. And we just briefly mentioned the trip or something. And I said... that there's canoodling going on again. And Nathan's reaction was completely different than it was a year and a half ago. When I said that, his head turned towards me on the screen and his little twinkle in his eye and he blushed. And I was like, ooh, there's serious canoodling going on here. That's completely different. So is the energy a little different here? No, see, look at him. He's
it's even
that.
Happening now just a little bit.
It is. It is. All right, so... Woohoo! All right, so you see some seriousness here, Natasha?
I am.
Anything you want to know, Nathan, before you go off on this trip from Aunt Natasha here? Me and Natasha and I are kind of take care of Nathan because, you know, he has got a great mom, but she doesn't live around here anymore. So Natasha and I have to make sure that...
I got a lot of step-in moms taking care of me.
Yeah, no...
Well, so
it's
going to
be a good
like
trip.
A good trip? Does it feel like
it's
a good one,
good
Natasha?
Yeah. You got your passport and everything else, like,
yeah,
set,
this
right?
One feels a lot more planned out than the last time. I mean, of course, the last one was really planned out, too, but I feel like this one I've really made sure to have, like, a good plan out there and going because I know what's
going to expect.
And
that's going to be helpful. That's going to be helpful
you've been
because
there
of
before.
All the shifting going on in our planet right now that, you know, just make sure you have your T's crossed and your I's dotted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mainly all I'm hearing is there might be a little bit of delay with the flights. There might be a little bit of this and there might be a little bit of that. But, you know, your perception is always a blessing. So, you know, it's like the more you have the, oh, well, you know, that's going to be the gift of your trip.
Yeah, you actually just touched on what I was probably going to ask you about. Really, the biggest concern is just the flights to and back because I know it is a shift in seasons, so, you know, will weather, you know, potentially impact a flight or something like that. But
yeah, that's what I'm getting. There's going to be a little bit of discombobulation with transportation, but it's all in perception of, you know, whatever works.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, when I was flying back to Wisconsin to do a powwow, it was like we ended up changing our gates, we ended up changing our planes, and we were an hour late, but yet we got there in plenty of time. And, you know, it was all about now we're in a safer plane because they were rearranging people and everything like that. So it's like it all just kind of, you have to think of the bigger picture of why this change is happening. And that's going to be the theme of life. Right? So, yeah, I know I'm getting that things are going to be good. Just make sure you stay healthy. Really get up on your Z and your zinc and your C and your zinc and make sure you stay healthy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Taking those vitamins.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be bad actually to maybe, you know, not that I believe in them, but, you know, on the plane, there's so much recycled air.
Oh, masking.
Yeah.
Well, my advice is, you know, vax up as much as you possibly can. And if I were flying, it's too late if you haven't gotten the current COVID vaccine, it's too late because it takes 2 weeks in your system to... Mm-hmm. Check in, so you wouldn't be able.
You're
going to
be okay. It's just making sure you know you don't get.
But
run down.
I would if I were flying anywhere. I'll tell you what, because there is a new strain of COVID out there, and it's going nuts. And our CDC is like belly up right now and majorly messed up. And you can't. Who knows if we're getting what information we're getting? You've got to be responsible for yourself these days. So, I would.
I know there's things going around
of all
our
of
school.
That, I would mask in the airport and I would mask on the planes. I'm not wearing masks, you know, other stuff that I'm doing. But if, any question, I'd whip on that mask. And if I were traveling, I'd wear a mask all the time.
I do on the planes just because of the recycled air. But other than that, I'm pretty good. But I work in a petri dish anyways, so my immune system is pretty good with working at the elementary school. But there's things going around. People are out for 3 or 4 days. So it's just
don't get tired. That's been on a vacation that's flown. Everyone I know has come back with COVID.
Yeah, it is that time of year when shifting into fall and kids going back to school and like that, you know, that common cold especially just
explodes. So just make sure you don't get tired. Like for me, I've been coming home and taking a nap, and I don't know why I'm taking a nap, but I just know my body is just processing through something, and I'm not wanting to get run down. You know, then the days where I do need to go, you know, so, you know, just take care of you.
Over celebrate because you are going down to celebrate your birthday.
Yes, I am.
So you got it. You're going to have fun. Yay. The family's looking forward to
you. Nathan's going down to celebrate his birthday. And apparently celebrating birthdays in the Philippines is a big deal. So
it is huge.
So Natasha's saying don't get too carried away and run yourself down. But that's mainly it.
Is just don't get too tired. You know, sleep when your body wants to sleep.
All right. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you're
going to
have fun.
We've talked our way through our first commercial break, and we haven't even officially started the show yet. So how about that? And by the way, just so you know, you can call in anytime today with behavior training or healing questions or anything about animals for me. And if you want to check on human or animal loved ones on the other side or this side, if you've got want a personal reading or any intuitive clarification from Natasha. She's here too. And I'll give you phone numbers so you have them. Phone calls take priority and you can interrupt us anytime and we're happy to go to the phones. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569 and email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So how about Nathan was getting the spotlight, he didn't stomp around because we were overtime, but you know, he can do that anytime. Let's take care of advertisers. Then we will come back and officially start the show so we can get back to talking about, because we haven't even touched base on all the astrological stuff going on. Holy moly.
Oh my gosh.
So we got to take advantage of Natasha being here because she knows a whole lot more about that stuff than I do. We need to check it out because I think the equinox energy is already starting and I'm feeling it. Anyway.
Oh, we've been going through the car wash. Car washes of all car washes.
Yep, there we go. All right. So, everybody, hang right where you are. This is the most important part of the show because without our advertisers, there is no show. So please listen, support them, thank them, stay right where you are. Animal World continues, and we'll officially start with our prayers and affirmations when we come back. So Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And, okay, another hot announcement. Dr. Nels. All right. you all are familiar with the disasters he's had going on. Nathan, have you been around enough to know the disaster that Dr. Nels has been dealing with?
Yeah, I know his website just totally got taken off the interwebs.
Right. It just died. It went away. Anyway, we need more hoopla because there's good news to share. As of this weekend, Dr. Nell's website is up and running and brand new. And yay! So, if you've been waiting to contact him or having any trouble, you can reach him now as you always used to be able to. HealingMinistryForAnimals.com is the website. HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. It's got a brand new look, and you see a really cute Jack Russell type dog on the homepage. There's a real obvious contact link that you can contact him if you want to join the private membership group, get into the free Zoom classes, or schedule an appointment to talk with him. He continues to do a free telephone evaluation, and you can still call him directly if you want. His phone number is 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003. And I know he'd love it if you'd go check out his new website.
And I got to say, I just pulled it up.
Did
it
you?
Looks so much better than the old one. Like, this is a really good website. So if you just go to healingministryforanimals.com, you'll see what I mean. I mean, it's just very well done and laid out.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good to know, because I didn't rarely would ever go to his website, because I had no need to go to the website. You know, he and I just text back and forth or call each other or whatever. And I Zoom some of the classes sometimes, but that doesn't involve going to the website. So I couldn't really remember what the old website was like. But you can definitely say, Nathan, it's way better and it's
very
really
modernized and clean and organized and just so easy to get around it.
All right, excellent. I will pass that on. He'll be glad to hear that. And he did put out a request that when you check out the website, he would love you to do that. But also, if you notice any errors or anything that needs to be tweaked, he has said he would appreciate us letting him know that. But he also said he doesn't think we'll find anything because they've policed it so well. But anyway, just know he's open and would like to know if you find anything that's not quite working. But anyway, Dr. Nell's back in business, healingministryforanimals.com, and easy contact button on the homepage. And you can join the private group so you can take the free Zoom classes and all of that, or work with him, schedule a session off the air. So anyway, that's our other good news. All righty then. I guess it's time to officially start the show. We don't have any phone calls on the line, so we can do that. And so if you haven't been here, when I officially start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I start with a couple Saint Francis prayers. One for our animal friends, one for us human animals, and then we have a whole pile of affirmations we do because of their life-altering properties. And you are welcome to join me here saying the prayers and affirmations with me, or you can opt out. Not like dancing when we get to 10 and 11 and do the love train. Dancing's required, but here you can opt out. I think that's a little strange, but, you know, anyway, here we go. All right, so I'm going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om. Peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti. Alrighty then. Now we get into our affirmations. And the first one, gosh, this came from my spiritual family. It was an assignment to me, at least 10 plus years ago. And the assignment was say this affirmation out loud 3 times in a row, once a day for a week, see what happens. I'm still doing it every day. It changed my life. It will change yours too. 3 times aloud. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, the second one is comes from our best practitioner, Linda Rasmussen. And when you listen to our healing show and when Linda works with one of you, you know, she gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this affirmation started. So many of you started doing it, and I got so many calls, and this is changing my life. I started doing it, shifted the energy for me. I continue to use it daily. I know a lot of you do too. And when I say this one, when I say abundance, imagine in your mind the kind of abundance you want to attract into your life at this time. All right, 3 times, here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Whew, all righty then. Now, this next one comes from my spiritual family, again, Ananda, but from the Italian division, and is the affirmation that I use for me and my animals to try to keep us in flow here, in the right energy when we're out in the world. 3 times, here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Ah, and now the next one is contributed by a woman that's looking me in the eyes right now, and that would be Natasha Venter. Okay, and this is the one I use this for me and my animals as well, to try to stay in balance with this crazy energy and all this stuff going on that Natasha's going to tell us about. All right. And, I'm hoping that it helps. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. my body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, then one more long affirmation here in this group, and this also comes from Ananda Worldwide, and it is the Warrior of Light affirmation, and boy, oh boy, do we need this. All around our country, all around the world, there aren't any place we don't need to fill with light. Okay, so as you're saying this, just imagine God's light everywhere and lighten up this planet. All righty, here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty, and now to wrap up this whole ritual and to set the energies in our heart and our day for the day and the week, Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part, take both your hands, cross them over your heart on your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Phew. All right. We are all spiritualized up. I always feel like, okay, we're done. We can go home now.
And I got something new that just came to me while you were saying those.
Oh, that's cool. An intuitive something came in.
Yeah.
So do tell us.
And it's kind of a combination of several of them. Oh. As I attune to the energies of the now with grace and ease and love and light, I am thankful and grateful for my abundant life.
Oh, that combines all. Okay, you better do that again.
Got to do it three times.
Yeah, you got to do it three times.
As I attune to the energies of the now with grace and ease and love and light, I am thankful and grateful for my abundant life.
That's two.
As I attune to the energies of the now, I am. As I attune to the energies of the now, I am with grace and ease and love and light, I am. I just stepped out of the energy, didn't I? Oh my gosh. Talk about not being in alignment.
It's
with
okay.
The
we can go back into the recording
the
and
oh
replay
gosh.
It back
that,
and
that
get
is my
what it was the first time.
Yep.
Do you think you can regroup and do it one more time?
Do you want to maybe do the ads and then we can get that recording and then play back and have it ready after the ads?
No, I want her to do it one more time now so I can wrap it up.
Yeah, no. As I tune to the energies of now with grace and ease, love and light, I am thankful and grateful for my abundant life.
Wonderful. Now, cross your hands over your chest, everybody. We got to set this one too.
Mm-hmm.
I trust. Ah. All right.
Thank
that's
you.
A nice place to leave it now, Nathan. See, he gets carried away. You know, he's got to take care of business, but, you know, he's full time now. So we have to let him do that. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to take care of our advertisers. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Yeah. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We just started it. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements. Excuse me, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Oh, I got a chance. Oh, I had a session yesterday, and I was really there for the puppy, 15-week-old lab German short hair pointer.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. Martha had a little rebooting to do on that, but we had a major transformation during the session. You know, because labs are very different than German short hair pointers. And combination is interesting. This dog looks more and acts more like a pointer than fortunately on the calm side and so forth. And they had
made stay that way.
Yeah. But the session was great and all of that. But I had some major rank busting to do, and I had to do, because this guy was already into like that total hound stubbornness. Short-haired pointers are much more like hounds than sporting breeds. And I'm real stubborn but anyway, so I had a major breakthrough with that, and it was phenomenal. But the best part, Natasha, is the family. It was husband and wife, three teenagers, but the wife had they got the puppy, and she had always wanted a British short hair cat, and she found a local person, and she got a hot deal, and I mean a really hot deal. Anyway, and so she had a 4-month-old kitten, British short hair kitten. Now, quite large for 4 months, but oh my gosh, Martha fell in love. I mean, the cutest darn cat I've... And interesting was a tabby type, but more reticulated, ticked fur, more like an Abyssinian that I really love. But the most laid back and the cute, because they're like just pudgy. Little, I mean, because they got a round face and, mm-hmm. and they're just kind of pudges and they're just snuggly and lovey and laid back and... Oh, anyway, so I got to teach them how we're integrating the puppy and the kitten and all of that and work with them. But I just had a delightful day, other than driving down 405. Had a delightful time yesterday, but that British short hair kitten, just too darn cute. Yeah. So I don't know what got me off on that. Oh, the New Pro, because I got a new shipment of samples. So I was able to leave New Pro nuggets for the kitties and the dog supplement for the, and I think will work out really well for Leo, this little puppy, because they were feeding really good quality food, better than what most of the people are feeding when I start with them. But he was not real wild about eating the raw coated dry food, and so they were adding doctoring the food so he'd eat it. But with the New Pro dog supplement, it comes in a powdered form that you add to the food, and then a little water to mix it in makes a real nice gravy, and that dogs love it. And so sometimes you don't have to doctor with any other food. You can just use the New Pro supplement, and it gets them to gobble up their food and really like their meals. So that was fun. I got to hand out samples. So check them out, newprosupplements.com. You can learn all about all the supplements. You can purchase through the website. If you don't find them at your local pet store, you can also order on Amazon. And our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available at the Whispering Dragon Center in her home now in Shoreline. So easy access, lots of parking, great sessions, and what a gift to be in the healing room with the gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes and so forth. And oh, you guys, and I didn't even tell you, I'm at high school reunion this week. And so I missed my session with Jude because I was at my high school reunion. And boy, I can tell. I can tell it. I missed it. So Jude would love to work with you, and she can help with all kinds of things, emotional and physical issues. Check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And then remember, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and that's what I do, is work with people privately in their homes like I did yesterday, help them understand their animal friends and dogs, and I can usually get all of the yucky stuff under control during the one session, and then get you on a program to move forward with everything. I always do a free no obligation telephone evaluation. So I'm going to give you my phone number. Please write it down. And anybody you know that has problems with their dogs, please tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. And if I'm not the best person to help them, I probably know who is. And I greatly would appreciate you beating the bushes and passing my phone number around. Business is really slow, probably the slowest it's been ever. And it seems to be general economy type stuff with, you know, all of the uncertainty and the tariffs and everything going on. I know every time I buy something, prices up, 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 up. It's absolutely astounding. People are not feeling comfortable spending money mm-hmm. these days. So anyway, you know anybody with money that has dogs? And I charge less than all the other trainers. I have more experience and charge less than all the other trainers. And I do things differently. I only have to see you once. So I'm going to give you my number. Please pass it out. Tell people to call me. I'd love to help them with their dogs. My number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Whew. All righty. My goodness. I know we've got a lot to talk about astrologically. I don't think we might not have enough time to cover all the bases now before the top of the hour.
Well, there is something I can mention about the southbound traffic real
quick. All right, well, I was going to say, maybe we should cover some other shorter bases, and then we will start the next hour with Natasha and can fill us in on all of the stuff we don't want to know about.
Yeah, there's been some major shifts up if you allow them.
No, all right, so we'll start the next hour with all the astrological stuff. Okay, what's going on 405, Nathan?
Well, we do know that 405 southbound is closed going through, well, not really closed, but down to one lane, so basically closed, and definitely want to avoid going through the Bellevue area. Well, that backup is now at Kirkland. Remember, at the beginning of the show, it was just around the beginning of the Bellevue area, now it's extended up to Kirkland. But meanwhile, this is what I really wanted to report on. Southbound I-5, if you're going around... Uh-oh. There is an accident that is blocking three lanes at Columbian Way, just on the south side of Seattle towards the West Seattle Bridge, and that's really backed up from the heart of Seattle down to there. So it's going to be a tough one going from the north end of the Seattle-Bellevue area down south.
Well, now, Natasha, after the show, she's got to go all the way down to Seattle. How far south in Seattle do you have to go,
I get
Natasha?
Off at Northgate.
Okay,
usually.
So this is a temporary thing. It's just an accident that's blocking it up. So, crews will work on getting that freed up. It's not like it's a whole day of construction closer.
Well, and that's way south of where you would get off anyway, so it probably won't interfere. Yeah.
And I can always
trip.
Get off at 405. I know my way around. I grew up in Ballard, so it's like I just kind of need to know what's going on, and I'll put on my navigation and it usually shows me the reds, but it's been getting pretty backed up even through Marysville, and you know going south period has been a little bit of a so prayers, but I heard intuitively that they're going to do my better for me to get down there in time. So
yeah, this should hopefully be cleared up and all everything pushed over to the side plenty before the show is over.
Yep. All right. Well, now we can have in. You could tune in on this one too. Maybe good news. I mean, it's at least good news right now. Our local orcas, J-Pod. Well, there's bad news and there's good news. The bad news is that there was a new baby orca in the J-Pod, and unfortunately, did not survive. And they didn't know until they saw mom carrying the baby, the dead baby for a while. And that was, I don't know, a couple weeks ago or something. Anyway, just in the last few days, another new baby in the J-Pod. Different mom, but new baby. They didn't, I saw the announcement, I think, day before yesterday. Didn't know yet whether it's a male or a female and all of that. I don't know, Natasha. But they were, talking about that at least half the new baby orcas out here don't survive, because of the poor conditions and food and all of that sort of thing. Toxins and all that sort of stuff. The second new orca just came into J-Pod. Natasha, can you feel if this one's going to survive, or is there any read on that at this point? What does the energy feel like on the second
one? Yeah, it's going to be kind of sketchy. It's those first couple weeks that are the tricky ones because of the new system and then
breathing. Yeah, that's what they say.
And then, getting into the energies of the we just got so many toxins in our water. And the image I got is, remember back when we had like the that prenatal anti-sick pill that a lot of my grandmother took? It was back a long time ago, and there was just it just caused a lot of birth defects. Oh. And I know my mom had a hysterectomy when she was 12, in her 20s. I've had cysts and, major female problems in my life, down the line because of the anti-sick. And so I got that image that it's just so deep in the DNA of the realities that we're having to, and our water was so toxic there for a while, and it's getting better and better as we're doing better and better, but it's still pretty toxic.
Well, anyway, pray for the new orca and the J-Pod, and if it serves the highest good, then it survive and all of that, but it's dicey. But anyway, there's another new one. Alrighty, so we have talked our way through the first hour of Animal World. We've got two more to go, and we'd love to hear from you. Questions, animal behavior training and healing, or anything about animals you want to talk about. If you'd like a personal reading with Natasha, or have any humans or animal loved ones on this side or the other you want to check in with, she's here. You can give us a call over the top of the hour, 425-373-5555. Right now we're going to get ready to haul out the love train, and that means you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required. So we got to get our juices flowing and energy up for the day. And we got to send love all over the country, all over the world. God's love and light, most powerful energies on the planet, and it's so needed. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up, join the love train with me. I'll come by and pick you up. And I energize the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here I go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues, more with Natasha Venner straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.